What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who sucks less is coming up a first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple from our question, what's the last thing that happened before the crash? Howdy, guys. Sitting in a red light waiting to turn green in my 1965 Ford Galaxy. First car I bought it with my own money.
That's a big-ass car.
It just, as I looked in the rearview mirror, I hear screeching tires, and then the car plowing into the back of mine. I was not too injured, more shook up than anything. I get out, and there sat this girl picking up all of her makeup that was all over her car. She said she didn't see me due to the fact that she was putting her makeup on because she was late to work. Oh, also had no insurance. Jeez. Luckily, there was someone home at the house across the intersection and said they called for police and tow trucks. I really loved that car. I bought it for my high school teacher. It belonged to his mother. There was not a dent or scratch on it. Never got it repaired. It went to the junkyard. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. If you knew how big that car was.
They call it a Galaxy because that's about the size of it.
Yeah. Guys, exactly 1 year ago, I quit smoking on the upcoming Saturday. Decided to see my favorite afternoon radio show at the 80884 Pub in Bremerton.
Uh-oh.
Crossed the Hook Canal Bridge and proceeded south on Highway 3. 1 mile later, I had a grand mal seizure. Basically, a coughing, sneezing attack and lost consciousness at 50 miles an hour with the cruise control on.
Oh.
I wish there was video. It was probably Hollywood Spectacular. Went down into the ditch, up a berm, and back down into the ditch, whereupon my rear end passed up my front end. I did a full endo flip with a twist and landed on all fours facing north. Even the stator was impressed. He asked, which way were you going? South? Do you know which way you're pointing? North. He steps back, looks at the plane crash debris field, and goes, damn. That from Bernie. Pictures of Bernie look like he was pretty messed up, too.
Yeah, I saw that, man.
Here's a good one.
Yeah, he was jacked up.
2002, driving east on the Oso Highway. Foggy, therefore we were driving a bit slower. Halfway to the family's home, suddenly a cow appeared in the middle of the road. I was in the back seat and yelled, cow. About 1 second before we hit it. It rolled over the top of the car, smashed the windshield to within mere inches of my girlfriend's face. Once we came to a stop, her cousin and I get out of the car thinking that we would move the cow out of the road so that no one else hit it. Brilliant thought. Let's move a cow. That may or may not have he might have been a little pissed. Fortunately for us, the cow had walked about with an injured leg. Later, we found out it had to be put down.
Oh.
More of the story, moral beef. It's what's for dinner. That from Matt. As we move on to the birthdays, brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hello, Charles. Want to get a birthday shout-out to my daughter, Ariella. She's turning 12 today. smart, responsible, and gifted in everything she does. Love you so much and so proud of you. How about a couple farts, a happy Chinooka, and Coach Ted ramping her up about binge watching anime. Thank you, you dinosaurs. Love Dad and the family.
Happy Chinooka.
Happy birthday. I'm not going to lie to you. Coach doesn't know a ton about anime. I know it's the new hot thing, especially with little girls. Seems like maybe Barbie's out, anime's in. Everybody loves it. I don't know. Maybe we'd go on a binge and watch a bunch of Sailor Moons?
Go to a convention.
Yeah.
That's it. Sorry, go
I
to
just
a convention.
Know that's the thing
you will
right
find
now
all of your people there.
Yeah, everybody I know that has a daughter around that age, like, it's all anime.
My daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is from the lovely wife, Allie. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I forgot to send an email in for my husband Charles's birthday on the 22nd.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, nice work.
You forgot?
Wife of the year.
Come on,
wow,
man.
Now I don't do that. Got to wait till his 30th.
That's a shame.
It really is. Guess it'll be worth the wait.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
Did you get him a cake or anything?
I mean, anything? Did you hook him up?
Is there a card?
I mean, I know how you can hook him up.
Yeah. You can make everything better.
Mm-hmm. You have that power.
Mm-hmm.
Hola, guys. Please help me wish my husband a better half, Peter, pronounced Pete, a very happy 59th trip around the sun. Hard to believe, but we've been together over half of our lives. He still makes me laugh every day. Sending much love and hope to celebrate many more birthdays together. Could you start off the celebration right with some green beans? Your penis is too small. And the captain talking about how to navigate the indignities of old age. Thanks to Rock On That from Barb in Port Orchard.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green beans.
The penis is too small.
Ooh, well, ahoy then. Happy birthday. You know, when it comes to us mascots, the oldest among us, and I think you can tell, is the Quaker Oats Man. And I know you're thinking, who's the Quaker Oats Man? Well, for a lot of you, it's the person who you think is Barbara Bush. But that is, in fact, the Quaker Oats Man. And, well, he says one of the greatest indignities of getting old is looking old. So he changed his wardrobe, and that's why he dresses so stylishly. Crunch berries.
Hello, sexy bitches. Today's my mom, Shireen, 69th. Nice. Trip around our flaming tombstone.
Nice.
Let her know what a badass she is and how thankful I am to have her. How about some dirty Germans for the 69-year-old lady and the captain sending her off, sailing off toward being a septuagenarian? So why is the A in there?
I don't know.
Thanks, Mom, and thank you, boys. That from Pat, Rick, and Sparky.
Yeah, we are waiting for our music.
I'm trying to get there.
Yeah, you're so excited because she's turning 69. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking the same thing that we are, that tonight we celebrate by doing the position. But not with her. I'm doing it with Sparky.
Yeah.
I hope that's not the dog.
So I just think, you know, so one thing she Miles will hear tonight is what we were just saying. Like, hurry up. Because it's be done already. Play some music. Wrap it up, B.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. 69 years old. Obviously, us mascots are going to celebrate on your own behalf. It's just what we're willing to do. But you're not quite a septuagenarian yet. But I'll tell you one thing about the captain. I'm a vegetarian. Crunch berries.
Of course he is.
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the men's room wants to know,
hey, time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine, though, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and today we have three different stories for you. We have Music Bingo, we have Truth Serum, yes, Truth Serum, and we have
DNA. It's dynamite. But let's start with a story you might remember from earlier this week, or late last week. Either way, our very own Mike Hawk brought us the story of a now-settled lawsuit that says that a surgeon and the anesthesiologist played a music bingo game during a routine eye surgery, which caused them to miss the critical signs that their patient was no longer breathing. Bart Ryder, 56, he never regained consciousness and died shortly after he was transferred from an operating room inside of the Insight Surgery Center in Lone Tree. This was back in 2023. Well, Ryder's widow, one Chris Ryder, sued the surgeon, alleging the distraction of the music bingo game contributed to the operating room staff's failure to monitor Mr. Ryder's vital signs during the procedure. Now, the surgeon, that would be Dr. Stark Johnson, I swear to God, that's his name.
Stark Johnson.
Stark Johnson. Yeah, it'll surprise you, honey, but it works. So Dr. Stark Johnson, he blames his longtime colleague, the anesthesiologist, Dr. Michael Urban, for, quote, decisions that violated proper protocol. So this doctor who's in charge of the surgery is saying he was not in charge of the surgery that he was in charge of. Anyway, the anesthesiologist, on the other hand, he stands by his care and his treatment. Now, his license has since expired in Colorado, but good news, he currently has a license to practice medicine in Oregon, where he currently resides. However, the widow remains a little incredulous. Quote, my son is without his best friend. I'm without Bart, who is my guy. Yeah, it makes me angry. It makes me sad. So the cataract surgery, the second of two scheduled within months of one another, was performed at the Insight Lone Tree operating room and was scheduled to last a little more than 10 minutes. That's it. Quote, we weren't thinking there was a whole lot of risk. That's according to the wife. Well, unknown to her at the time, it had become routine, according to court documents, for Drs. Johnson and Dr. Urban to listen to music during surgeries. That in among itself, not a big deal. Now, the bingo game, that involves Drs. Urban and Johnson playing mostly 70s and 80s music and then attempting to tie bands involved to the letters B-I-N-G-N-O. So as an example, the 70s group, the Bee Gees, were to sing a song, that would be the letter B. And this is according to the anesthesiologist. Say that, you get how to play it. Quote, were you keeping score on February 3rd, 2023? That's what a lawyer asked him. He says, I believe so. Well, the lawyer says, when did the game get started? Quote, I'm not even sure. It's been going on for a few years, I believe. Now, the problem, as outlined in the lawsuit against Johnson, is that at least during the surgery of this particular guy, the audible alarms have been turned down or off. They say the machine allowed for that to happen. So, in other words, for them to play their game successfully, they turn down the volume of the alarms that would let them know if the patient is in any kind of distress. Oops. And they say, according to a statement, the doctors, they knew that for many, many years, but they decided to do it anyway because they were that confident that a 10-minute surgery should go just fine. But again, to play music bingo, like I said, don't hold anything against the doctor for playing the music during surgery. I get it. But they turn down the volume on the alarm systems to let you know that the patient you're operating on in the first place is in distress. That guy stopped breathing, and he died. Wow. To play music bingo. But don't worry. The anesthesiologist, you go south to Oregon, he can still operate on you, buddy.
Now, that's wild.
It's just, but both doctors are so flippant about it. Just like, we've been playing it for years.
10 minutes.
Like, right. That's like telling the cop, dude, I drive drunk all the time. I don't know why you're so mad. Right?
Yeah, I had 10 beers. Back off, dude.
Come on, I usually have 12. Now we go to China, where Chinese media, they recently reported the strange case of a Shanghai man who ended up in prison for mixing a, quote, truth serum in his co-worker's drink on multiple occasions so that he could find out his co-worker's work plans. Spoiler alert, they don't know why this guy thinks that his coworker had these deep work plans, but the guy believed that his coworker did. Anyway, the man, surnamed Lee, he came across the so-called truth serum during a business trip, and he was intrigued by the vendor's claims that only a few drops could untangle anyone's tongue and reveal other secrets. So he bought the miracle product and decided to use it on his colleague, Wang, whose secrets he wanted to learn. And no, no one knows why. Yes, Wang. Now, during a dinner with Wang, Lee poured a few drops of the serum into his colleague's wine and beer. But that just caused him to feel dizzy and confused, but so much so that he sought medical attention over the next couple of days. However, Lee did not achieve his goal of learning what Wang's work plans were, so a few months later, during another dinner, Lee once again used the truth serum and once again mixed it with beer. And once again, it caused his colleague to experience dizziness and vomiting. a month after that. Lee used the truth serum for a third time during another night on the town with Wang, causing him to seek medical attention for the second out of three times after experiencing the exact same symptoms. But in that moment, Wang realized that he only experienced these symptoms when he's gone with his colleague, so he started to suspect foul play. Well, Wang had his blood and urine tested. The result came back positive for sedative components, specifically clonazepam and xylazine. Anyway, both are potent central nervous system depressants. Well, he went to the cops with the evidence, and when they raided Lee's home, they in fact found a mysterious truth serum that contained the exact same ingredients they found in his blood. So confronted with the evidence, Lee confessed to spiking his colleague's drink with the truth serum, hoping, again, to learn his secret work plans. Well, recently, the Shanghai District People's Court, they found him guilty of inducing drug use through deception and sentenced him to, how long do you think?
In China?
Yeah.
2 years.
3 years and a $1,400 fine.
Jesus.
That'll teach him. Now we go to the United Kingdom, where a woman managed to prove that the father of her child had colluded with a DNA test lab employee to fake his paternity test and avoid paying over $125,000 in child support. So that her partner broke up with her just 3 days after giving birth to their son back in 2022. That was bad enough. But what came next was an even lower blow for 31-year-old Chelsea Miller. Her ex, Sheldon, he started denying that he was Louie's father and then asked for a paternity test. But at the time of the breakup, Sheldon stood to save $125,800 if the DNA test came back negative. But his ex wasn't worried because she always knew that that's the father of her child. Well, Miller may have known that Sheldon was the child's father, but in the eyes of the court, the DNA test was irrefutable evidence of the opposite. 31-year-old, he didn't give up, though. She didn't give up. Instead, she managed to persuade her ex's mother to provide a sample of her DNA to another lab, which showed that this guy, Louis, was in fact her grandson, thus linked to Sheldon, linking Sheldon to the baby. You follow me? So she went to the mom, said, can I get your DNA, take it to a different lab? And it's easy to track through that. So the result had thrown a wrench in Sheldon's plans, and there was nothing left for him to do but admit to faking the paternity test to get out of paying child support. Now, apparently, he had asked his aunt, who knew someone at a DNA lab, to help him avoid responsibility. That someone was only known as Robert P., who later admitted to swapping Sheldon's DNA sample with his own to skew the test results. 38-year-old man admitted his guilt, but there's no proof that he received compensation for himself. So I guess somehow that's an out. Anyway, both accomplices pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud and received sentences of 50 weeks for the actual father, 33 weeks for the lab assistant who switched it out. As for the mother, she expressed her disappointment with the level of unprofessionalism displayed by the DNA lab worker who assisted her ex-partner. Hmm. So those are your stories.
I mean, between the guy getting out of paying
child support
and then the surgeons letting somebody die. Like, I know that, unfortunately, Truth Serum guy is doing the most time.
Yeah, he is, actually, out of all three of these.
But that's, to me, that seems like the least, right? Nobody died from it?
Nobody died, but the first time that he dosed his coworker who has the big secret, the guy was in the hospital for a few days. Right?
Yeah.
And he did it three times, man. And again, what is this secret that you think this guy is hiding?
Is that guy going to have to pay you back child support?
I don't know how it works in the UK. I would imagine there's something he's going to, or at least he'll be on the hook. Keep in mind, the kid's 3 years old now. So even if they don't get him for back pay, they're like, you got the next 15 years.
I guess I got to go lean there.
Child support guy?
Yeah, they got busted. They're going to serve their time. Hopefully he'll pay the money back. I think that in this case, no one got hurt. I mean,
you're right. And the kid's three. There's still, like, the mom's still there.
Right.
There's somebody there, but I don't know. I think Truth Serum guy for me sucks the least. I mean, Truth Serum. Jesus Christ. Take your coworker out.
I think I just said,
get him hammered as you drink club soda.
Tell me the truth, Wang.
I said, we got it from a vendor. I'm like, a vendor. It's only okay.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
His room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. It's been observed that men keep swiping out of their league, quote-unquote, on dating apps, and the research shows it rarely works.
Hey, you're still going to give it a try.
Hell yeah. You know
what? Look, man, they invite you down during an NBA game. Can you hit a half-court shot? Most of us would say no. I'm going to offer you some money. You give it a try.
That's right.
Every once in a while, someone hits a bucket.
If you're starving, you throw a line in the water. Yeah, there's no fish in there, but you know what? Maybe there is.
And look, we know. But you're going to give it a try.
Exactly. Scientists have discovered a sixth sense in your gut that controls how much we eat.
Isn't that just like I'm full?
Pretty much.
Okay. I mean, I guess you can
call it takes a little while to get to your brain. I don't know if that's a old wives' tale or whatever, but they always say, like, eat slowly because it takes your stomach a little bit of time. Like, it's like, I'm not sure if I want to tell my brain yet or not that I'm full.
I know.
My understanding is that everything in your body reports to the brain.
Yeah.
Okay, they don't care about anything. Nothing matters to them. They just let the brain know. And then the brain tells that part of the body, like, that hurts. Yeah. Like, if you get shot, like, in the shoulder, your shoulder says, hey, ma'am, we just had this big impact. And the brain goes, this really hurts. It really burns. You're going to bleed out, right? It's like the stomach is like, we're eating.
Exactly.
And the brain's like, I will monitor this.
We're going.
And then when I send you the cease and desist, stop eating.
Yeah.
I mean, like, every part of your body is basically what it does. If you stub your toe, unfortunately, your toe says, hey, brain, we just had an abrupt impact on a table. And the brain goes, yeah, it's a stub. It hurts. Make him scream.
Yeah. The problem is that the rest of my body doesn't listen to the cease and desist order for the eating part.
That's the thing. Sometimes your body finds an out.
That's right.
Or your brain just overrides it and says, I love this gyro meat.
That's right.
The brain says, this tastes so good, we're going to go ahead and override this. Stomach just know we're going to have to cause him pain later.
That's right. Yeah. This is going to suck, but this is really, really nice.
Every part of us says this will be worth it.
We're hitting stomach, me, you in the bathroom at a nighttime rendezvous.
Hey, let the record know we're going to be busy tonight. It's going to hurt.
In spite of its chlorine levels, public swimming pools are actually more germy than we realize.
You don't say. Right. Barely clad human bodies are floating in the. Like, yeah, you know you're jumping what you're getting into,
they're
man.
They're sweating, they're peeing. Every time you fart, there's little poo particles that are in there, too. Not to mention, nobody showers before they get in like they're supposed to, and so you're carrying all the nasty that you got in there.
There's no doubt about it.
You're walking around barefoot before you go in, so you're dragging all the stuff on the ground in there.
But my thing is, for the most part, obviously, and I'm sure there's exceptions, humanity has clearly developed somewhat of an immunity to it.
Sure.
So why bring it up?
We're surrounded by bacteria and germs.
We know that that pool is a cesspool.
Yeah.
We get it.
Hey-o.
But very rarely do you get out of there like, I have a skin disease.
Right.
Like, it is what it is. I know what's going on here. It's all right.
Right. If I have an adverse effect of it in the now, I will get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty basic.
This will affect you in 40 years. I'll see you in 40 years.
Everything I do will affect me. I don't have 40 years left, so that means nothing. I'll jump in the pool with my mouth open.
New, bring it! New health studies reveal that we should be washing our feet daily.
Well, yeah, it seems like a good idea. Just all the fungus and gross bacteria. Yeah. And
well, some people are afraid to wash their feet because they might slip and fall in the shower.
I was going to say, Miles and I are going to fall all the time. It's the most dangerous part of my day.
It is. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, I've got today's shoes. Like, I'm going to go ahead and put one hand up on the wall.
Hey, Ted, I got one better for you. So I had to get a prescription the other day. I'm in the Walgreens. And where the line is kind of like in one of the aisles.
Yeah.
So you wait, right? And I'm looking over. And it's where they have the crutches. They have, like, the knee sleeves. They have
the thing where you can stand
up and pee in a Tupperware container. All the things,
yeah.
Right? And then they have the shower stool. And I stared at it. And it was $35.
Did you do it?
Man, I don't know if my tub is wide enough to fit it.
Ah, okay.
It's more for like a stand-up shower.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But I looked at it, I was like, one of these days, I'm going to step on up to the seat in the shower.
I'm stepping up.
The last place DB and I lived in Towson, the apartment we rented, they rented us a handicap apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So his shower was like one of those benches you pull down.
How great was that?
Oh, awesome. Oh, it was awesome.
I mean,
that was like our tradition. If you
that's safe feet washing territory. That's why I'm bringing it up, because I feel like if I had one, feet would be clean all the time.
I forgot about washing feet. I'd be like, Dan, I'm hungover. Can I use the sit-down shower?
I just got to sit.
Because I had me and son had a separate bathroom. We had the master suite. He'd be like, get in there.
The WHO is warning of a global outbreak of the, I'm going to screw this up, chikungunya virus.
Chikungunya.
Apparently, it's mosquito-borne and causes fever and joint pain.
Thank you, mosquitoes, for your continued resilience.
Do they do anything good? Is it just population control? Like, are they just flying around like, let's clean this one up.
I guess they're a food source for spiders. I really cannot think of any. But the thing with the spider is, it'll eat whatever gets on the web.
It will.
Mosquitoes just happen to be there, but I don't know that they do anything positive.
But there's better meals for spiders. I feel like that's like the goldfish of the spider world.
It's something to snack on.
Exactly. Like, I could eat one, but is it going to nourish me? No.
You're right. What do they do? I mean, like, you know, people are scared of bees. You're cool because they can sting you, but you understand the function that they serve overall.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes, like, why?
The hell you
mean,
doing?
It's like panda bears. And again, I like pandas. They're cute. But I'm like, why are you here?
Right.
What do you do?
And even if they are food for something else, you know, look at the salmon. That's food for everything, and it serves zero purpose other than to feed other things.
Yeah, I almost feel bad for salmon. Like, bro, seriously, like, you, everything thinks you're delicious.
Right.
Birds, bears, people.
They should just, like, randomly have cyanide in them from time to time so that somebody that eats them just all of a sudden
slows down.
That's right, just chokes out and down they go. They have nothing, dude. They have no defense mechanism whatsoever. They are just food for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And half of them
die
flushed out in the river.
Right? You go, that's your purpose, is to be, you sustain everything else.
Right.
Sucks to be you.
What a crummy existence. I wonder if that's hell, dude. You just come back as a salmon.
Look, man.
You spend your life swimming that maybe, if you're successful, you can blam at the top of the river at the end of the season.
And then die.
And then you're dead.
The whole purpose is to just ejaculate before you die.
Right.
I mean, that's your whole life. Try not to be eaten before you can have your moment.
Are we salmon?
I don't.
Are we the
hell
salmon?
Hell of a way to go.
Wait a minute. Am I a salmon? But I think brown bears would hunt me.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ted. You want to be prey for somebody?
Apparently, humans.
By the way, I could watch videos of the bear sitting in those streams, catching them in midair.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
That's great.
Like, get them.
I want someone to do that, but they put a scoreboard over the top of their heads to see who's in the
lead. Who's the best bear?
That's right.
Best I can't reflexes. Remember if it's the bears. There's some animal that, like, because some of them die in those creeks.
Yeah.
That knows. And it's like, oh, I can't eat them. They're already dead.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's the bear. There's something that's, like, smart enough to be like, oh, that's going to mess with
the bear's son. Like, brother, I will eat anything. I eat trash.
It's going to screw up my diet. I can't eat that one. Poor little rotten.
Have you tried paleo?
We all know that there's unwritten rules of life, and if you're like me, you wish that somebody would just put them all in one convenient location. Well, guess what, boys?
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10! 10 or more of the best answers to some of the unwritten rules of life. If 9 out of 10 people like you, there's always one that doesn't, and there's nothing you can do about it. Most people are only interested in what you can do for them. Putting everyone else's needs before yours only keeps you at the back of the line. And the only person looking out for you is you. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Damn. Whore.
A little bitter today. Mm-hmm.
Today? Been there for 13 years, man.
Yeah, you know. You're not
today.
Wrong. Just, it's a little extra spicy today, man.
There you go.
So these are some of the best answers to the question, what are some unwritten rules of life? Take these as you will. Somebody says, never ever make make fun of somebody who is overweight at the gym.
Oh, God. Not there. That's a good No. You can't, dude, anybody working out at the gym, be happy you see them there.
Absolutely.
For one of two reasons. They're there. And you are there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if that's the case, then both of you guys are doing the right thing.
Can I add the unwritten rule of, let's take the phones out of the gym? If you want to listen to music, whatever. Stop filming in the gym.
Oh, I don't have that. I just have people on the machines on their phones.
Oh, come
on. And there
on.
Are signs up that say, hey, please, don't just look at your phone on the machine. Other people would like to use them.
Exactly.
That's all.
Just get up and move.
I know, one says, I know you're popular.
Right.
Because you get off your phone.
Like, if you want to check your form, or maybe from time to time, if you want, you know, you're feeling stoked on yourself and you want to do a little highlight, fine. But the number of people that are filming everybody else at the gym.
That's where it gets weird.
That's always been my thing. And I know so many people that do it. Like, I don't even like posting pictures of people.
No.
When they're not paying attention.
No.
Like, I'm like, don't do that.
Exactly.
But you're right. I mean, I watch Joey Swole. There's a lot of videos. People get all upset, too, when they walk through the video. And it's like, well, you set up a camera. There's space in between.
Right. What do you think
they're going to do? It's by the dumbbell rack.
You know what? $1 million idea. Let's make a
vanity gym?
Yes.
Or just the vanity section.
You know how they have those interiors of jet planes so that people can pretend like they have the money to hire a private jet?
Right.
Let's do the same thing for the gym. Let's just have an influencer's gym where there is nothing but great camera angles everywhere. We have cameras that are lined up on these machines so you can just show how ripped you are.
That's a good point. I like that idea.
I'm going to start that business. TM.
You might be a billionaire by the end of the week.
That's right. Look out for me, man. Some more of you, the unwritten rules of life. If you're wrong, admit it.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah. It's no big deal. You just move on, right?
It should be. It should be no big deal. But the problem is that rarely is it, you know, I say it's black. Actually, here it's white.
Mm-hmm.
It's this gray area where it's like, well, technically you didn't completely prove me wrong. Like, I can claim some sort of a victory here.
Claim that, and you're still wrong.
Exactly.
Right, and don't be like, all right, right, you're right. Because some people are like, well, I'm wrong, but you didn't know that. It's like,
yeah, but you're still wrong, and your point was that you were right.
Correct. Don't change the point.
It was like, move the goalpost.
That's right.
Correct.
If you're having a bad day, doesn't mean that you have to ruin other people's day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one on me. Like, I will be here, I'm here for my friends, and I will listen to you. I'll let you vent it out. I'll help you through this. Don't come at me when you're having a bad day. You know, I know you're upset, and I'll hear you out, and I will help you as best as I can with you being upset. But you talk to me about that. You don't vent at me with this crap, dude. Right.
I watched two people the other day basically almost wreck each other. But some guy wouldn't let him over, and he's, like, speeding up next to him and hopping back and behind him. And it's like, dude, I know you're pissed. And, like, the first guy should have let you in.
You're right.
The zipper merged. He didn't, like, there was no reason not, but it's like, you got to take that breath and just let it go.
Let it go, buddy.
Because now you're on the highway racing around each other like idiots and somebody else can get hurt.
Exactly. Always let people out before walking in. This applies to elevators, trains, anything similar.
Bus.
And look, so once in a great while, you will mess up. I mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just go, my bad, sorry.
Yeah, people get it.
Yeah.
They even say it on the light rail. Coming up to whatever, so please let passengers off. Or no, when you're in station, please let the passengers off before you get on.
Right.
We tell you this because you're rude and stupid.
Yeah.
And I added that last part, by the way.
And at SeaTac, they have arrows.
I know.
Just wait on the side. Those people have to get off.
They do, dude. I know. Yes. That train that'll take you to the alternative gates that are over there. You're right. They have arrows
on
there.
End gate.
And they even have the side arrows where, like, stand here. And they crowd the thing. Like, guys, People got to get up. And I will shoulder down into those people every time.
Oh, I got no problem.
I do not give a damn.
Dude, the only one I was walking up the stairs, and the guy in front of me is like on his phone.
Yeah.
But he keeps kind of going back and forth. So I can't pass him. And the guy behind me chirped me.
Floating. Oh.
And I turn around. I go, what the F do you want me to do? And I literally stopped and went, go ahead.
Like, you get around this guy.
Push him over.
Yeah.
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 Why are you chirping me, dude?
They just list to the left and the right. And it doesn't matter. Once you commit, like, all right, I'm going to go around left to this guy.
Drift.
He just drifts over. Like, come on, dude. And if you are going to be somebody that's walking on their phone, I don't care if you're on business or if you're just goofing off on social media, hug the wall.
Yeah, that's all.
Just hug the damn wall.
It's not that hard.
Unwritten rules of life. If somebody's giving you a ride, be ready before they arrive to pick you up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be ready before they arrive to pick you up.
Or you say, hey, Rob, give me 5 minutes. I'm still pooping.
If you're pooping,
that is typically what it is.
Get it, man.
Well, needed to drop one more heater before we left. That's it. That's all.
No rush. Some of the best unwritten rules of life. Pay people back before they have to ask you.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I'll admit there's time to time where people have to come to collect because I've put it on a back burner. And I apologize 9 times over myself because I do not want to be that person that you have to chase down your money if you borrow it or if I borrow it from you.
Also, if you lend money to a friend or family, count on it not coming back.
Always.
It's not. Yes. Yeah,
you're not alone. It's not alone. You're giving it to them.
Correct. Exactly right. It's exactly.
And then also, don't be afraid to say, I love you, dude. I'm not giving you any more money.
Right. More
than again. You're just wasting it.
Exactly.
Get a goddamn job.
You guys know this one. Best unwritten rules of life. If you borrow a friend's car.
Oh, fill up the tank.
Yeah. Fill up the tank when you bring it back.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's like a rental. And that's also, why you loan it to them half empty.
But they don't have to pay for it.
This one right after it fits just right in as well. Leave it better than you found it.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
It's not just talking about the car on this one. If you borrow anything, leave it better than the way that you found it.
Unless you borrow it from my father, in which case that is impossible.
That's fair. That's fair. Don't bother somebody with headphones in or on unless it's important. They have headphones on for a reason.
I will say this. It is only tougher nowadays because sometimes it's hard to tell with the earbuds if somebody has them in.
Sure.
Like headphones, you can tell. But like earbuds sometimes, I've said, and they're like, what? I'm like, sorry, I didn't even realize those were in.
When I was living in Greenwood, man, I'd take the bus to work. And at some point, you just want to drown out the noise. So I put on the headphones. And this guy sits next to me, and he kind of taps me. I pull the headphones down. Here's his question. What you listening to?
Oh, no.
Swear to God. My response, no.
No.
Put my headphones back on, and then we're okay. But I'm like, are you literally interrupted my music to ask me what I'm listening to? You dumb.
Maintain personal hygiene regularly. Maintain personal hygiene.
Or stay home.
I took the bus this morning on the way in. I was even the nice guy. I let this dude in ahead of me. He was sitting on a bench off to the side, and he was there when I got there, so he kind of jumped up to try to blend into the line. So I was like, dude, you got here before me. Go ahead, jump on there. Biggest mistake I had made all day because when he walked up, as he was walking past, I could tell that this guy had not showered in 3 days.
See? That's what you get for being nice, Mike.
I know, and I followed him onto that damn bus, and I ran past where he sat down. Like, I want to be as far away from this dude as I possibly can be because he reeks.
See, man, that's the problem with everyone being too nice. And I always go back to Baltimore. Like, when you get on a bus in Baltimore, whatever it is about you, everyone points it out. Keep in mind, these are all strangers, but 70 people will critique you.
So who the hell did shower?
Damn! Yeah. That mother effer smell like ass. It's not a joke, man. And it's just, you got to deal with it.
And I'll leave you with this last unwritten rule. There's a whole list if you want to go and check it out, but I'll leave you with this one just because I like it. It's dumb, but be the person your dog thinks you are. Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Right? It's a good lens to go
through.
Can you
live up to that?
No, but you know what? You can do your best to try.
Even when you're mad at your dog, it's like, but you're perfect, I understand.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, your friends are kind of like your dog. You invite them over, you feed them, you give them drink, and then, once in a while, you let them stay inside.
Yeah, you're my dog, Ted.
Yeah, thanks, dog.
In-flight entertainment got a couple arrested on a flight to Florida, Miles.
Why is that?
About 550.
Hold on to the screen up there?
No, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Toronto Transit Commission of, you guessed it, Toronto, Canada. The Transit Commission, they're making its fare inspectors act and look more professional by giving them new uniforms and new titles, which is the Provincial Offenses Officers. Because like any major city that has public transportation, you get a lot of people that try to skip paying the fare. It happens everywhere. In this case, they estimate they lose about $140 million a year in Toronto. So this will not solve the entire problem, but they have more enforcement powers, etc. But they posted this to social media. And as we are wont to do when we notice things on social media, no one's taking them seriously and everyone's making fun of them simply because the Provincial Offenses Officers, their acronym is POO.
And oh, no!
And now the Seattle or the Toronto City Council, they're like, grow up! You acted like 12-year-old boys. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. And that one guy's like, I didn't pay my fare. I'd like to see the poo head. They're running with it. That's all. Yeah, poo. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bejola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.